Alarmed by a stunning increase in opioid fatalities last year, officials in the city of Springfield, Massachusetts are trying to come up with strategies to bring down the death rate. While Massachusetts has seen an overall decline in the number of opioid-related deaths since 2016, the city of Springfield recorded 80 fatal drug overdoses by its residents in 2018, double the number from each of the last few years. The city's Commissioner of Health and Human Services, Helen Calton-Harris, does not mince words when discussing the drug epidemic in the state's third largest city.
We in the city of Springfield are in a crisis.
Addressing the city council's Health and Human Services Committee, Calton-Harris said data on opioid-related deaths from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health shows four neighborhoods in the city, the North End, South End, Forest Park, and Mason Square, are disproportionately impacted. The death rates were highest among Hispanic men and white men. Armed with this data, Calton-Harris plans to meet with neighborhood leaders to try to come up with effective intervention strategies.
I believe that you can plan with people, but you can't plan for people. So I think the neighborhoods really need to understand that this is an epidemic.
The city's top public health official said Springfield and the entire Western Massachusetts region do not have a sufficient number of addiction treatment facilities that will accept patients with MassHealth, the state's insurance program for low-income people.
Treatment on demand only exists in the Hampden County House of Correction. And that really isn't where we should be putting our resources in terms of making sure that people in this area are successful in their treatment modalities.
Last year, Hampden County Sheriff Nick Cochi announced his office would reserve additional space in the county jail for people who are civilly committed for addiction treatment. So far this year, the jail has taken in 268 people who've been civilly committed for up to 49 days of treatment, according to Martha Lyman, research director for the Hampden County Sheriff's Department.
I know that there are people that have philosophical differences with stabilization and treatment happening inside a correctional facility, but I think right now it's what we have in Western Mass. For people, for families that are so desperate that an involuntary commitment is their last resort.
City Councilor Jesse Letterman, the chair of the Health and Human Services Committee, said he plans to advocate for a program where authorities reach out to people immediately following a non-fatal overdose to encourage them to seek treatment.
That type of work is taking place in the city of Springfield already, but it is not at the level that it should be. And so I will be convening stakeholders, relevant stakeholders in that regard, to see how we can move the needle in terms of seeing us do that rapid response to non-fatal ODs.
In Plymouth County, where overdose deaths have dropped sharply, law enforcement has an agreement with area hospitals that allows a plainclothes officer and a recovery coach to show up at the door of an overdose survivor within 48 hours after they've been released from the hospital. Also, the committee was told the lag time in reporting statistics on opioid-related deaths by the state health department hampers the ability of healthcare professionals and law enforcement to spot trends and respond accordingly.
One of the questions I asked today is, did we see this coming? How are we tracking these numbers in the interim? And at this time, we're only getting the annual and semi-annual data.
Connecticut is about to begin an effort to gather real-time data on opioid overdoses by having police officers and first responders put the information into a mobile app. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.